This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Very, very good day to all the beautiful listeners of K Pulpit. It is my honor indeed to come to you this day and talk to you on a subject, my subject, your assignment, your destiny. But today I want to present to you in your generation. In your generation. And I want us to visit the house of David, well-known man, man that wrote Psalms, the beautiful Psalms that everyone knows, especially Psalms 23. But I believe that David was born in his generation to bring about a difference in the life of the people in his generation. What the Lord had purposed David for in his lifetime had to be tested and tried rigorously throughout his life. When God brings you into a generation, you're going to be tested. The Lord had to be sure that David would serve the world to be a worthy example of someone of insignificance that could become a global icon of it, of character, of strength, of grace. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, from 32 to 39, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of his Philistine, this Philistines. Your servant will go and fight him," as we know that they were in battle. Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from his mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and I killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. And then the Lord will rescue me from the power of the lion and of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried to walk around because he was not used to them. We must understand that this was not David's tunic. It was Saul. And Saul wanted him to go and fight with his armor. But this is how David said, "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. What is the first lesson we learn from David in his generation? David understood that all things work together for good. David said to Saul, "You see a giant, but I know a giant killer." He wanted Saul to understand that the people of Israel must not allow their hearts to fail. What David is saying is that when adversary like the lion and the bear come, I still was not troubled. I knew that despite the bear or the lion, God will work it out for good. Most of us would give up and let the lion or the bear take the sheep. How many people would go after the lion? God said all things, not some things, work together for good. We are not immune to adversity. Adversity will come in many forms. It will come in relationships issues. It will come in sickness, etc. It will come. David was no stranger to adversary. At one point in his life, he had to run away and live in a cave. The Bible tells us that the only people who came to befriend David were people that were discouraged, in debt, all kinds of strange people. He was used to adversity, and he recognized that God will always turn it around. I'm here to tell you today, God will turn it around for you. In your generation, you are purposed. You are destined for greater. You are destined to bring change in your generation. David was qualified, and that's why he was able to pass through adversity and know that it would not destroy him. But these are one of the lessons that we also learned, that David was accountable. In his discourse with Saul, he said he used to look after his father's sheep. He gave account for every sheep God put in his custody. In our cultures, different cultures, especially the African cultures, we often believe that the man is the head of the house. But the man is also accountable to his wife. He can't just live anyhow. He must give an account, even to his children. Let's look at David. David, he was accountable not only to God, but to his father, to the king. When Prophet Nathan came to David, he quickly became accountable. People can't reason that they are accountable to God only and not to any man. We must be able to give account to men. A man cannot go and spend all his salary the way he wants. He must be able to give an account to his family. As a married man or a woman, you must account to God for how you live in your marriage and account to each other. David took everything that was committed into his hand very seriously. He took everything as if it was an assignment from God. Saul was a man of war, and he could not imagine a man going to war without being fully clothed in armor. David had never been to war. He was a teenager, and most of the members of the army were in their 20s and 30s. He had never worn armor before. Saul was a pretty big man. Scripture said, head and shoulders above his peers. But David came in as a young man, never been trained in that kind of field. But he was in his generation to make a difference, to bring about change. The next thing we learn from David in his generation, David was a master at being himself. When he became king, he was happy to dispense with the dignity of the palace when it came to praising, worship, and thanking God. David was a man of his own. He was not manipulated by what others were saying or doing, but from his heart, he became who he truly was. When David went to fight the giant, he chose a sling and 5 stones. He had 5 options. At the first stone, if the first stone did not hit his target, he had another and another chance. Many of us go into battle with only one strategy. We must be ready to go in with more than one option. David went in with what he was familiar with, and he triumphed. Do not allow the adversary to define who you are. The world seeks to define us. The world is a facing crisis of self-definition. Liberals at any age encounter children of any age to wear male or female clothes as they please. It sounds harmless. It's so subtle. But we are allowing the enemy to define who we are. But David said, no, I cannot walk in what you're giving me, your armor. But I know the God that was with me when I fight the lion and the bear. So I will go today and fight this lion fight this giant as I did with the lion and the bear. May God bless us. May we keep on in our generation to bring change to our peers, to those under us, so that they may know how great God is. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And may you have a wonderful week. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.